June marks National Indigenous History Month, a time for people to learn about First Nations, Inuit and Métis communities. There are several opportunities for North Shore residents to experience enriching stories, traditions, and practices over the month. Here is a rundown of the many events to engage in across the North Shore. Powwow Zumba. Bust a Move with Cree and Métis dancer Madeline McCallum at Powwow Zumba. The hour-long class will have people break a sweat to a full dance workout with traditional and contemporary dance styles with sounds of Latin, reggae and hip-hop. People are asked to wear workout clothes and runners or moccasins. The free class will take place at Salen Park on Thursday, June 5 from 6 to 7 p.m. Those interested can sign up on the North Vancouver Recreation and Cultures website. Coast Salish Wool Weaving Workshop. At this hands-on workshop, participants will be able to craft a wool bracelet while learning Coast Salish teachings around wool weaving. The free workshop will be led by Jordan Dawson, a member from Squawu 7 Mesh Iksuwmix, Squamish Nation, an MOVA's Indigenous Cultural Programmer. Anyone ages 8 and above can take part in the fun, educational activity and supplies will be provided. The weaving workshop will take place at the Lynn Creek Community Recreation Center on Thursday, June 5 from 7 to 8 p.m. People can register online on the North Vancouver Recreation and Culture website. Reconciliation Reading Circle. Real Ones by Katharina Vermette. Each month, the West Vancouver Memorial Library holds a Reconciliation Reading Circle, where readers dive into both fiction and nonfiction Indigenous literature. June's book will focus on Katharina Vermette's book Real Ones, a story of two Métis sisters, who must face their past trauma when their mother is called out for false claims to Indigenous identity. Copies of the book are available to borrow, so people can read the book in advance. The reading circle will take place Sunday, June 8 from 3 to 4:15 p.m. inside the library's Welsh Hall. Registration is available on the library's website. Film screening of Ninanawasit. We, the Children. The North Vancouver City Library is holding an afternoon screening of Ninanawasit. We, the Children, a 2024 documentary sharing the world of Indigenous youth, capturing the stories of children from the Atikamekw, Iyu Cree and Innu nations over a period of more than 6 years, according to the library's website. People can watch the film on Thursday, June 12 from 2 to 3:45 p.m. at the library on the third floor program room. Online registration is recommended, but drop-ins may be possible if there is space. Red Cedar Woman Studios Weaving Workshops. Learn how to make beautiful cedar creations with Indigenous-owned and operated company Red Cedar Woman at two different locations this month for free in North Van. At the first workshop, attendees will craft a small, cedar mat at the Lynn Valley Community Room on Thursday, June 12 from 6 to 7 p.m. and people can register on the North Vancouver Recreation and Culture website. At Mayen Park, attendees will be able to create a cedar bracelet on Thursday, June 19 from 6 to 7 p.m. No registration is required for this workshop. Dreamcatcher Workshops. Want to learn how to create a beautiful dreamcatcher for your home? Squamish Nation artist Chehimia Allison Burns Joseph will teach attendees how to make one and share its significance in First Nations culture. Two free workshops will take place on Monday, June 16 at the Lynn Valley Community Room in North Van. One session will take place from 4 to 5:45 p.m. and the second from 6 to 7:45 p.m. People can register for either workshop on the North Vancouver Recreation and Culture website. Threads of a Tale. The Story of a Coast Salish Woolly Dog. The West Vancouver Memorial Library is holding a book talk with researchers and authors behind the teachings of Mutton, a Coast Salish Woolly Dog. The book dives into Mutton, a pelt of a dog that was discovered almost accidentally by an amateur archivist. Author Liz Hammond Karama, Squamish Nation weavers and knowledge keepers Chepsimia Siam, Chief Janice George and Senequila Wiss will share the life of the Coast Salish Woolly Dog. The free event is on Wednesday, June 18 from 6 to 7:30 p.m. inside the library's Welsh Hall. People can register online here. National Indigenous Peoples Day at Ambleside Park. On National Indigenous Peoples Day, people will be able to experience cultural sharing with teachings and practice through dance, music, art and storytelling at Ambleside Park. The celebration at the West Vancouver Park will have activities on the beach, live music featuring Squamish Nation performers and a salmon dinner cooked over an open fire. The event takes place Saturday, June 21st from 4:30 to 9 p.m. at Ambleside Park by the welcome figure that marks Kayachten, Gathering of Ocean Canoes. More information can be found on the District of West Vancouver's website. Indigenous Storytelling. The North Vancouver District Public Library and North Van Arts are holding free storytelling sessions led by Squamish Nation Knowledge Keeper Sisaik Smot, Rebecca Duncan. Duncan has devoted her life in preserving Squawu Seven Mesh Snitchum, Squamish language and culture. In October last year, she launched language kits for people to borrow at the North Shore libraries to help revitalize the language and culture. The storytelling event will take place on Monday, June 23rd from 6 to 7 p.m. inside the community meeting room at the Lynn Valley branch. Light snacks and refreshments will be available. Those interested can register online, book by phone, or at your nearest library branch. Movie Matinee, Singing Back the Buffalo. A documentary following Indigenous nations across North America working to bring back the buffalo is screening at the West Vancouver Memorial Library. People can watch the movie for free on Saturday, June 28 from 2 to 4 p.m. inside the library's Welsh Hall. Is there something missing from this list? If you know of any events happening for National Indigenous History Month, forward them on to aluciano@nsnews.com. Abby Luciano is the Indigenous and Civic Affairs reporter for the North Shore News. This reporting beat is made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative. Aluciano@nsnews.com https://x.com/AbbyLuciano https://bsky.app/profile/abbyluciano.bsky.social Want to stay updated on North Vancouver and West Vancouver news? Sign up for our free daily newsletter.